Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I hope that you walked into the room light, but if you didn't, I hope that whatever is weighing you down feels a little bit lighter before we end this thing. Today I want to talk about what I saw on social media, a self-driving vehicle. As I was watching this guy who had caught an Uber, and the Uber pulls up and it's driven by no one. Now, he better than me because he done got in the backseat of the car. Child, I would have said, cancel and caught a whole nother one. But either way, he gets into the car. And then at some point in the drive, the car starts circling this parking lot. And he is tripping. He's recording the video, you know, and he's panicking a little bit because he can't figure out why the self-driving vehicle is driving in circles. But I was thinking to myself, I would not have gotten that car. Is it because I have control issues or I just don't trust computers totally, especially not with something that could, you know, impact my life? But I wouldn't have got in. And then I was thinking, I have a hard time being in the passenger seat, right? Like all of my biological and bonus children, except for one, are of driving age. And whenever I'm in the car with them, I am so anxious. Like I literally sit in the back seat and be in prayer at times because not that they're bad drivers, just because I'm so inexperienced at being a backseat driver with my kids behind the wheel. And then I thought, well, I'm no better when my husband's driving. Like I'm in the passenger seat and you know, when he break, if he don't break fast enough, child, my foot be driven into the floorboard of the side of the car. Toes crunched up. I'm hitting an invisible brake because he didn't hit his brake when I thought he should. You know how that go, wives. But I don't know. I began to think, you might have some control issues, sis. You might have some trust issues when it comes to being driven. Me behind the wheel of the car, I feel like I got everything under control, right? Like I can watch out for the other drivers. I see things before I get to them. I feel like I'm the best driver ever. But then I was like, sis, you can't control what other drivers do. You can't control something random falling into the road. You can't control something sliding off the back of a truck. You can't control the person next to you blowing a tire. Like there are so many things I can't control, but I feel like I've tricked myself into believing that when I'm behind the wheel, everything is okay. And then I remember when I was driving on this back road in Reading, Pennsylvania one day, and my now 18-year-old was a baby. She was in a car seat. And I was going around this curve, and it wasn't raining, but the roads were wet from rain from, you know, prior. So there were leaves on the road, and it was a little wet outside, you know, whatever. So I'm driving the speed limit, and I'm driving through this windy road, and I hit this turn, and my car begins to go, like, hard to the right. And as I turn to the left, the car begins to flip. And I flipped across the road and across the front of this Votech area. And this car not only was driving out of control, but it started to flip and it flipped a couple of times. And then it landed on the tires, right? Straight up. And I remember, you know, just reflecting about this story, I remember as I lost control, as the tires started skidding, as the car was flipping, I was screaming, oh God. You know, I was praying the whole time that God would intervene and this would not become something that would be devastating to me and my baby. And as we landed, tires on the ground, nothing but the bumper hanging off the back of the car and some dirt all around it, everyone came running out of the Votech building and looked at us like, how is this possible? How did she just skip across that road, flip across this grassy area, land on the tires, and the only thing wrong is the car's a little dirty and the bumper's hanging off, in which we just pulled back up and screwed back in. So I pretty much went through that whole experience in need of nothing more than a good rinse. And I was thinking to myself as I thought about that story as it pertains to this podcast, there was nothing else I could have done. That initial slip of the tires was out of my control. The fact that the tires didn't have good traction because of the rain and the leaves, out of my control. And when I began to flip across that grassy area, baby, nobody but Jesus had the wheel. And I think that sometimes we get into life circumstances that are just like that. You can take all the driving courses, quote unquote, You can wear your seatbelt. You can make sure your baby's in a car seat. You can be driving below the speed limit. You can take the turns the best way possible. You will still hit these times in life that are wet and filled with leaves. You will still come into areas of life where you lose traction. And you will still have experiences that are out of your control. And during those times, we seem to call on God the loudest because we know there's nothing we can do. In our own control, we have nothing. We are limited in what we can do to change the circumstance or the outcome of it, right? So we call on God because we know He's the only one that can fix it. What if we did that first? What if we called on God before we got into the situation? What if we talked to God as we were driving through these roads that life gives us? What if we let Jesus have the wheel from the beginning? Now, I'm not saying ghost ride the whip, friend. We got to use common sense. I am saying that, you know, God gives us all of these different tools that we are supposed to use to make sure that we're safe, that we get to where we're going, and that we don't have too many experiences that bring us pain along the way. I just feel like sometimes in life, because we're so fearful of what could go wrong or what we could lose or how bad something may hurt, we try to hold on to it. We try to control it. We tire ourselves out, exhaust ourselves, and go to the ends of our wits where we're mentally and emotionally burnt out because we're trying to control the outcome of something that we should have been given to God. So yes, like that Carrie Underwood song where she was at her wit's end and crying and screaming before she said, Jesus, take the wheel. Let's not wait until we're there before we invite God in. Let's do what we can and trust God with the rest, no matter what it is. Let's not wait until you lose your job to pray to God to help you find one that He has for you. Let's pray while we're in the job that God would show us the direction we're supposed to go. Let's not wait until the kid is out of control in their 20s. Let's ask God how to raise this child from birth, from conception. Let's go to God about what this child would need so that we can better get them there. Let's not ask God to fix our marriage. Let's ask God before we get married, is that who we're supposed to be married to? Let's go to God throughout the marital journey and ask God who we need to be to make this marriage work, if it was approved by Him. A lot of times we wait until we have nothing left to seek God about a thing. And God is saying, you should have tried me first. And it's never too late. So whatever the situation is that you've been squeezing the rope on, that you've been holding on to, and you feel like you're losing it, and you feel the rope slipping away, and you're frustrated, and you're tired, and you don't know what else to do, and now you're leaning on God. Friend, this is a perfect opportunity to invite God into all of life's spaces, to give your children to God, to give your job to God, to give your finances to God, to release a little of that control, and to tell God to have His way, to let Him lead you in a way that only He can. Because yes, God will make good of everything, even the worst things. But I also believe that God has some circumstances and situations laid out for us that we miss. We end up going the long way to a destination that God has set out a shortcut for. And the more time you spend trying to do it your way, the longer you take to get to where He has you going. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for allowing us to gather here today. Thank you for being in the room with us. Thanks for leading me to share this today, Lord, because I know that someone is in need of a word that you have sent through me. Lord, we thank you for everything that has gotten us to where we are, and we ask you that you would keep us postured in you. Lord, keep us remembering that you are ultimately the greatest yes and the greatest no, that no matter what is going on in our lives, Lord, that as long as you are at the helm, that we are always going to land right where we're supposed to be. Lord, allow us to remember you first. Allow us to seek you and your ways as it relates to what we should be doing in this world, Lord. Allow us to begin to consider every moment, every space, every opportunity, and every decision with how it better places us in the kingdom. Lord, allow us to release what we should not be holding on to. Allow us to free our minds from things that we've given to you. Allow us to clear our hearts from things that we've already trusted you with. And allow us to lighten our load by giving you the things that only you can carry. Lord, we thank you that you are an all-knowing Father and that you have our best interests at heart. Lord, we thank you that you have a plan for things that we can't see our way out of. And we thank you that even the worst conditions will provide the best testimonies if we learn to trust you with them. So Lord, I thank you for everyone that is in the sound of my voice today. I thank you that you are doing amazing things in their life. I thank you that the things that look to be the worst possible situations are going to give you the most glory and we'll understand it all in the end. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for tomorrow. Thank you for all the days that come. And I thank you that you are creating in us the things that we need to become the people that you'll have for us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, friend.